Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week of Rants and Pekins.
Bro, why is the bass on Paul's mic so good?
Bro, why are you complaining? I'm doing the intro, man.
Bro, I'm just saying that. Okay, now that's better. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate mine. Okay, sorry. Continue.
You see how close you are to me, bro? Hey, someone might throw hands today, bro. Anyways, before I got interrupted, I was welcoming you guys to joining. Hey, Jesus. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Rants and Pekins. All right. I thank you guys for joining us this week once again to us just talking about random shit. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys are having an amazing week. And you got to stay tuned and laugh and have a good time with us. You know what I'm
bro,
saying?
Bro, just look at Vesta's hairline. That's how I can look at it. Right?
Yo. Trust me, I look much better with this than the durag. It makes me look an orange, man.
Oh, we can take this off now. Thank God.
Yeah, that's true. You take yours off.
Should I take mine off?
I look like a...
Bro, I fucking comb my hair and then put a hat on.
It's okay. Just like mess it up a little bit and you'll be fine.
Bro, that's straight hair, bro.
Sleeve the stray hair. It's my unicorn horn, man.
E-e-e.
I'm special.
All right, so Miracle, how are you doing today?
You were
what episode are we on even?
Episode 50,
something like that, right?
Something like that.
I appreciate everyone that really joined us.
Can you just go ahead, like something we're gonna say about? Oh my God, what were you saying again?
Bro, I see a lot of things. I was talking to my friend today. I was like, I say so many things that so many things go through my mind that like, if you don't give me an instance where I can pinpoint something, I'll forget. I forget a lot of things. As things are coming through my mind, they're flowing out and they're just going. It's a whole cycle.
Is it based on what he was talking about earlier?
It lets me sleep at night.
That is extremely bad.
No, it's actually not. I don't think so.
I've heard about
for
education.
For him, yeah. For you, yeah.
Have I heard about education? Like, what do you mean?
Keeping things in your mind, like
No. There are things that need to stay in our mind, but there are things that just filter through and just go by, right? Not everything can be kept in your mind. It would be too much work.
Damn, I'm seeing my hairline on my monitor screen.
You're right feeling
now.
It too, right?
I'm seeing my hairline on the monitor screen right now. Oh, God damn, this is a five head, man.
Nah, you're fine, bro. You're G. You're
we're just
no,
we're just trolling though.
Why are you trolling? It's reality.
It's true. Bro.
It's fucking. You can't troll reality.
I got you. I'm looking out for you.
He passed it under the camera to me.
He's the one that exposed himself, bro. He didn't have to.
I'm not exposing myself. I see it. I know.
Bro, your hairline is sharp. Like, look. Miracle's
yo,
okay.
Kudos.
I just got my
hairline is.
I know.
Is
kudos to John, right?
Kudos to John.
Fucking John. Yeah. Appreciate it. One day we'll have him here. It's actually pretty fun.
If you want to have your hair cut, shout out John Studio. If you need more information, please just send us a DM. John Studio, excellent haircuts. Cut me, cut Miracle. Mm. Got that sharp haircut. Even if your hairline is receding, he will still line it well.
He'll walk it somehow.
Yeah, you can see testimonials. Look at my head.
It's pretty good. He just needs to get some, you know, actual like hairdressing things so he can like wash our hair and shampoo.
Oh, he's the one that cut your hair too?
Stuff. Yeah.
Hey,
you know,
nice
so
job.
We can sleep there while he's walking on our head.
You know? Yo, okay.
Free head massage.
You don't want to talk about that? Free head massage.
Every salon should have that, man.
That was my pool for going to. I used to go to this salon in downtown, and that was the reason I always go there is because of they wash your hair.
Like, free hair massage.
Free hair massage every 3 weeks, bro. Like, yo,
you just chill there.
Just chill there and just go massage inside your head, bro. You don't know how relaxing that is, bro. You can't fathom how relaxing it is. Also,
that's almost like a make or break thing, bro. That's just like it's a red flag for him.
For a barber,
yeah,
not to wash your head. In a way,
bro. Have you been to Smitty?
Bro, nobody has ever made me feel so uncomfortable in this life before, bro. I can't go there again,
bro. Shout out to Smitty, bro.
No,
that's where my journey started.
We can't shout that again, bro.
That's where my journey started, man. I went through all type of hairstyle with them, man. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
The first and last time I walked in there. Mm-hmm. Bro, he was talking about some random weird shit that I got so uncomfortable. Like, I think he was talking about some footballers and girls and something. I was maybe 17 or 16 at that time. But like, he was talking about some weird random shit that I was just so uncomfortable. And he was talking to me like as if I knew him. I'm like, bro, this is the first day I walked in here. At least if you're going to try a conversation, maybe talk about me.
Uh-huh.
Or a little bit more about me. And like, you know, I can go in talking about me. But when you start talking about random things and random weird things, bro, I was so uncomfortable. He could see it too. I was like, huh, yeah. And he just kept talking. I was like, bro.
Oh, you remember that I was talking about the girls?
Were you there?
I think I was there that day. I think through.
No, it wasn't three of us, bro. It was, I swear, I went by myself.
There was one, the first time I went there, I went there with Paul.
Okay.
And this guy was going to ship us with some girls that we do not know.
He was trying to ship you. Oh, yeah, me and you went the second time, right?
I went with Paul first and I went with Miracle. Paul, yeah. You want to talk about that story?
I don't remember.
No, I remember that story because he was cutting my hair, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he was telling the girls, well, this one, they fuck well.
This one, they fuck well. I was like,
in full pigeon. I was like,
bro. I was like, bro, you don't even know. You don't know us,
yo,
bro.
Back then, I didn't understand pigeon. Like, my pigeon has not adjusted at
and
that time. So.
He was telling them and they understood. I was just like, bro. Like, I want to leave here. I've never felt violated before.
Bro, I'm telling you,
I feel like that was our first instance of like, maybe
disrespect,
I should walk.
Disrespect. Like, I would just walk away. But he was so cheap. I was like, I was so broke.
Exactly.
He was so cheap. I was in high school. I was like, fuck this. I'm getting this
haircut. Every other barber in Winnipeg would charge you $20 and he was 10 bucks.
He was like 10 or 15.
He was 10 bucks. That's nothing.
It's not close.
I think he did one kind of hair. My head was like the top, because I had the high hair then. The top was like so flat. Like, it was so symmetrically flat. Like, you can like put a plate on it.
He got you that ruler look.
Y'all are really going off on him, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I had good, like, once in a while, he would get a nice haircut for me. And then I go back, I'm like, same haircut. It doesn't come out the same, but you know, it's all good. I was back in grade 9, you know, I didn't really care about like how my hair looks. So my journey started on the
Smitty wave.
My hair starting the Smitty wave, so you know what I'm saying. So I ain't gonna lie, bro, I'm somewhat grateful. You know,
I was gonna talk about last weekend, bro.
What happened last weekend?
That was what I was telling you to talk about, like, bro. You lost your mind.
Oh, bro,
what happened last weekend,
bro? I was coming back from an injury, last competition. Oh, we had a damn competition last week, Friday.
Oh shit, that happened last week.
This bitch,
bro, I want to forget it, bro. I want to forget it. I honestly want to forget it.
Bro, like, you just come back and like you're feeling kind of good. The day before, I was flying through my blogs.
No,
was,
the day before, I had the inkling that something was going to happen to me.
To me?
Well, to me, not to you, bro. You're telling your story, I'm telling my own story, bro. I'm serious. Side by side.
Bro, I came out that day and I was also fasting that week. So I don't know if that
could
was
that
also
be a factor.
That could honestly, because I was cramping the day before, actually. So I was making sure I was trying to get lots of fluids. But like on that day off, I finished fasting around like 2 or 3 hours before like our event actually started. So I finished fasting. I tried to get fluids in my system. Bro, there's no glasses out here. Bro, you fucking Brian didn't tell me when I was upstairs. I'm gonna have to go at halftime. Halftime.
Halftime, we're gonna get.
We don't have halftime, do we? Today
we do.
I mean, you can just
I'll entertain the people during halftime.
There we
That's
go.
Okay.
There we go. Paul, do Shakira, waka waka.
Hey, calm down.
You're gonna
my hips are not working today.
But
I did legs yesterday. My hips ain't working today.
Yo, but
man,
that's my dream though, to have to have a halftime show.
Is he actually
a halftime show? Yeah. But
bro, you need to stop dreaming, man. Like, you need to go to bed. You need to just stick to sleeping.
It has to be by a Winnipeg artist.
You need to stop showering, stop dreaming, bro.
Best I was probably listening to music. It was like, you know what? It'd be a good idea to have a halftime show.
I go to the fucking Super Bowl, bro.
Honestly, no one has ever done it before. Like, I don't think anyone's ever done it, like a halftime show.
I don't
for
think
a podcast. I don't think anyone has done it before.
I don't think anyone
does. The first time for everything.
Fair enough. We'll see where life goes. But I was talking about last week again. Like I said, and so I finished my eating, I finished drinking, trying to get enough fluids. I got like Gatorade, I got my protein shake and my pre-workout, you know, everything settled and ready in my bag, you know. I tried to get there at 5 o'clock, but then I had to get Subway. So I was, you know, 15 minutes late, I got there at 5:15. Now, usually those races are late. Best thing, we know that, right?
I know.
They're usually late. But this one, they were ready at 5:50. They're supposed to start at 6 o'clock. 5:50, people were already doing their blocks. They were already starting to like marshal and things. I was like, bro, I got here like at 5:15. So I started to walk through my warm up, you know, taking my time kind of ish. Mm-hmm. But then I started to notice people were putting on their spikes. I started to see the blocks out. So I started to like, you know, ramp things up, you know, trying to get some excels in my legs, try to move my legs, trying to move and start get ready, you know, for the event I was about to start at 60. And so I was feeling like, you know, content. And I was like, okay, I think I'm all right. Mm-hmm. I got some fluids in my system. I wasn't feeling too great, but I was like, okay, this is just like, you know, competition nerves. Like, I haven't run in like 2 years. So this is the first time. And like, it's all right. It's okay to feel weird and feel down. But like, Once I hear on your marks, I'll be ready for that shit. So like, I moved through everything. I moved through my whole thing, my whole setup. And then once I was ready, once I blown, they called everything, I made everything so early, moved everything forward. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, on your marks. I was like, all right, okay. Still feeling kind of weird, but it's all right. Set, you know, the gun went off and then I started to move. First step, tripped, you know, stumbled, you know, whatever, came out of blocks, but I was already behind. So I was trying to work hard to try and keep up with people. 40 meters, pulled my hamstring.
At 40?
At like 30 or 40, somewhere in between. I saw the video, I can't really remember. I didn't try to look at it too much, but like, it was pulled my hamstring, race was over. I ran like 7.9. Some shit like that.
Okay, for reference, the time doesn't really matter. Just for people who are here.
Yeah, the time is not important.
It was a. I want to give my own story.
Sure.
What happened to you? You know, before you go there, you know how you said this thing started early. Like I remember at 6 p.m. I sent a video to group chat. Yeah, you know, I was just like, coming walking out of the shower. I'm like, so as the race started, me in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna show up at like 6:15.
Why are you fucking racing, started. Bro?
I got there. I saw you sit up on the bench. I'm like, yo, that doesn't look good. And I saw Vincent walking back and he walked to me. He's like, so one time is a race. He's like, the race already passed. I was like, what the fuck? Yo, Corona is helping people like move faster than normal. You know what I'm saying? So you went ahead of time. I was actually shocked.
Yeah.
Of course, I had my African timing, which I'm not very proud of. But
bro, talking about people that are not proud of the African timing is me, bro.
Yeah, you're never on time.
I'm late.
Never on time.
I sometimes I hate it by myself. I'm just like, it's a thing because like my parents are really good with their time, especially my dad. Mm-hmm. And so like, imagine having a son that is not very strong with his time, that is way too loose with his time. My dad just like does not like me a lot because of that. Like he just like when we need to go out, if we're leaving the house at like 5:15, mm-hmm. he's at the car at like 5:10.
I respect that,
bro. At 5:15, I'm putting on my shorts. I got the half of my leg into my pants, so like I'm almost ready if you ask me. But like, you know,
I respect that. My dad will leave you.
I respect that.
I like that, but my dad sent me out straight. Like I remember one time the car was broken, so he was using my car, and I had to go to work. He leave the house at 6 a.m. I start work at 7, so that means I gotta be at work like an hour earlier. I didn't want that. So at 6, I walk upstairs. I'm like, so was the car fixed? He's like, nah. It was like 5:50. And I was like, okay, can you drive me to work? He's like, okay, get ready. I go in the shower. So as I open the water, it's like, yeah, I'm leaving. So you better be ready on time. Of course, he didn't leave me because he didn't want me to bus to work. But like, I finished. I got ready at like 6:05 and he was already late. He was kind of cheese. Like my dad doesn't show like when he's like pissed off, but I could tell it was a little disappointed.
It's tough.
I felt so bad, man.
It's tough. I gotta work in that shit, bro. Even I don't like it myself sometimes. I try to be 10 minutes early, I'm 10 minutes late.
You know people that are very punctual with their time. Asian people.
Let him be. Go.
I was gonna get to a
certain
point.
Is he not going to dig his own grave or he'll save himself? Go.
No, like you know how African were known for being
late.
I have a friend of mine that like and most of my Asian friends that I've been around, they've always been on time, like very early.
Mm. Except the ones that have African friends, I'm just gonna say.
Well, of course, you know we rub
we rub off like, so wrong.
I got one of my homie that this man shows up at work like 20 minutes before his shift starts.
Who doesn't? You know,
I wanted to try that. I did that maybe once.
Bro,
and
once
I was sleeping through my shift the whole time.
once I was early to my shift. You know what I did? Mm-hmm. I parked on the street before my street and I just stayed in my car there for 20 minutes till I got to work at the exact time.
That's what's up.
Yeah, bro, they ain't paying me to be there before 5 o'clock. Yeah. I'm not coming there before 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if I leave my house at 5:30, I'll stay on the road.
This is no excuse. The current job that I'm doing right now, if I'm early at work, it's chill because, bro, I be chilling the whole shift. Mm. But like when I was working with the past job I had, I was working at a restaurant. As soon as I walk in my shift, I was starting counting. 7 hours, 59 minutes left. As soon as I clock
it. That was my first job ever.
I will show up 5 minutes late because I'm trying to take 5 minutes off the 8 hours I'm working. Like my manager will call me. I'll call you 5 minutes later. I'm like, nah, I'm outside, bro. I'm walking in.
I was so
mad. I'm dead. Bro, like that shit was rough, man. My feet were hurting at the end of the shift.
I would walk 8 hours. Dude.
I was praying that it gets busy.
You just chill. You just stay where you are.
I was praying that it gets busy. You know those moments where you have like 50 people that walk
goes
in
by quickly, right?
And then they order a bunch of stuff. I look at the clock. I look down. I do my thing. As soon as I look up, 2 hours has went by. And I'm
thank
like,
you.
Yes. But slow days, which were normally like the days I work, suffer. I will beg to go into prep and just prep and take my time through it.
Bro, me, I'll go in the bathroom and lock myself in. I'd fucking when I worked at my first job, Safeway, bro, yeah. I'd go in the bathroom, I'll lock myself because bro, all I need to do is step out of that bathroom. From the door they see me work. It's nonsense. Like, and my walk is not, it's not like I'm doing like actual stuff. I'm walking from here to the back room to bring something outside, from here to outside in minus 20 degrees to go bring in one cart. Bro, it was rough. And then I don't have much doing. Okay, uh-huh. let me take my break. Mm-hmm. I go upstairs on the PA system. Miracle, please come downstairs and help. Fucking lock my ears. I didn't hear shit. I stay there and eat. I take 2 more minutes. Instead of 15, I take 17. So that by the time I'm walking downstairs slowly, 18 has gone by. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I've taken 3 minutes away. Yeah. I'm getting paid for 3 minutes I didn't work.
Those first job are always a struggle.
First jobs
first
always
job,
a good
you
lesson.
Don't choose, bro.
Yes,
you
the
get
job, the job
you
chooses
get what you. Gets to you. But the jobs that I had options, bro. It was crazy. I chose my job, so I can't really complain about it. Lucky. But like, I don't want to talk too much about work. Besson was about to tell us a story about him on this weekend.
No, I wasn't. Actually,
you weren't.
I don't know.
Nah, you go.
Not anymore.
What story?
You know, you wanted to tell us. Want
me to keep going on the story? All right, so.
About Smitty's story, is that where we're still at?
Smitty's,
what story?
We're past
are we on?
Smitty's.
I'm you.
Bro,
go
you
on,
talk.
Go on,
I
my
want
brother.
To watch my
go
brother.
No, you're not watching your brother.
Could just go on, just go.
Yo,
on.
Go get us a cup.
I should go get you.
Go get us wine glasses.
I will when we're done the first half. Are we done the first half?
No, go now.
I should go now.
I
will leave now. I will leave.
Chill.
Bro, you know I do support that idea.
So of what?
Erico, don't hesitate. He said go for it. Like I've been
best
looking
continue,
at that
you
this
continue,
whole time.
You continue the story because I keep looking at it.
Alright, so it looks like we're going back to track on
We never left. We just took a little detour.
You took a little detour to jobs?
Just a little detour, yeah.
A little detour.
Yeah.
We went to so it's like Friday. Whose friends? My friends or your friends?
Shout out to the OG that we link with on Friday, y'all geez.
Honest, yeah. That was good. That was a good link. On Friday, I also had a race. Good race. First race, ran. I'll say ran. That's what I say. Second one, I was like, my hip is feeling me somehow. I was like, should I run this or not? I was like, nah.
I took a video of that one, by the way, if you want to see it.
I don't want to see it.
It was, I mean, from my perspective, it was decent. It was okay.
It was not decent, bro.
I don't know. I'm like G, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you think you didn't run good, you ran pretty okay, so.
Nah, I didn't run okay. I don't think I ran okay at all. Because of the way I was moving was not how I expected my body to move at all. Where I move, I didn't expect it to move. Like, I expected to move better than that. And I was like, I was disappointed to how I moved. And I was like, I can run much better than this. Bro. Hey, no.
Bro, but you're running against like really like Seb. Like Seb was gone. Who was that other kid that bro, I was filming the video, right? I was focused on you. I was like, go best in. So as soon as I looked close to the finish line, I'm like, when this nigga gets here, bro? Like he's looking 2 seconds and we're done the race. And I'm like, God damn it.
You see, that's the thing. You see what happens to me. I just I took dead last. I know that's the worst that can happen this season. Because I know after the first G was like, it could have been worse. I'm like, bro,
you gotta love G, bro.
It went worse. No worse, bro.
I fucking coach.
It could have been worse.
Shout out to G.
That guy's different.
He told me it could have been worse. I'm like, bruh.
He showed you that you could be worse.
It could be worse, and I saw
it. You did it. You finally showed you.
I showed the worst. I gotta get back to training. I've not done any training this week. I've not done any training. No lifting, no nothing.
Me too.
I'm just trying to keep my hip in check.
Did you go to talk to like Brad and see how it is?
No, I'm not going with physio. Not that physio. I'm going to another physio.
A different one. Okay, that's fair. I would like getting a massage. As long as you're getting an happy 90, everything's getting fixed up, you know.
Fuck off.
That's as long as you're getting all those things in, it's all right, you know. Even myself too. I'm taking like this week off to try and get back into actually walking, you know, because like I almost hurt myself. I did hurt myself actually. So my legs were, it was actually limp. I've been limping for like a couple of days, and I've been having like a limp in my step. So I'm slowly getting back into it, like into running and stuff. So it's that is nice personally. I feel. Did I say running? I meant walking. Oh. I'm slowly getting back into actually walking, and hopefully by next week, we'll be on the track. You know.
Why is Miracle gone in the? You know.
Oh, I don't know. Just Beston is just
Beston's
some kind of ism. I don't know what it is.
He's so not in it. Twist it a little bit more. That's good.
That's a little better. Yeah.
Baby, welcome to the party.
Are we done the first segment yet?
Hey, bitch, what the? Give me a little. Get in my head.
How are we supposed to be starting the second?
Yeah, get in the first.
Lower your tone.
What?
Yeah, done the first.
You are?
Yeah, done the first.
Are you actually done?
The World
by Sun Tzu, The Art of War.
Amen. When I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. I found it was difficult to change the world, so I tried to change my nation. When I found I couldn't change the nation, I began to focus on my town. I couldn't change the town, and as an older man, I tried to change my family. Now, as an old man, I realized the only thing I can change is myself. And suddenly, I realized that if long ago I had changed myself, I could have made an impact on my family, and I could have made an impact on our town. Their impact could have changed the nation, and I indeed could have changed the world. The end.
Let's sit on that for a second. If you heard what he said, actually, no, you heard that. I have a question for you, Paul.
What's up?
What about people who believe there's nothing wrong with them? What about people who think they're perfect, who think they're excellent, who think they're the Magna Cartas of the world?
Magna Carta?
Magna Carta. People who feel like there's nothing to change
about them. First of all, but I've been choking on water for the past 3 days. Back to what we're saying. Sorry, I gave you 5 minutes. I didn't keep to it. I apologize. I'll be serious now. Mm-hmm. Well, what I was gonna say is that those people that tend to believe that everything about them is perfect. I mean, apart from me, I'm perfect. But those people that believe that, exactly, those kind of things, that is usually a flaw. Oh, if you said that, then my answer will be different. But let me answer for those people first, and then answer for me. But that is already a flawed way of thinking. Let me start from the simpler way. Let me go from the Bible.
There's one that
this is getting more religious, but
there's something I want you to say.
Anyway.
So it's like you said a flaw. What I'm saying is that what about people who cannot see that flaw to start with?
That's what I'm going to say. That those people are already flawed to start with. They've already missed it. It's over for them. Those people can't change the world.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, for the first thing, according to the Bible, the first thing that a man can believe, or the first lie that someone can believe, is that they have not committed sin, or is that they're perfect. Sin is basically imperfection. So, like I was saying, the first thing that anyone would trick or lie to themselves into believing is to tell themselves that they're perfect. So once you have told yourself you're perfect, you've already missed it. It's over for you. There's nothing else to say. Mm-hmm. Now, talking about myself, I'm not wrong when I say I'm perfect. That's different. It's a whole different person we're talking about. It's me. Okay. So now to talk a little bit about what Paul was saying.
America's not wrong. Y'all hear this?
It's a tough reality for that, for, you know, for Sun Tzu, or for the man that Sun Tzu was talking about. It's a tough reality for people to understand, you know. After he had gotten to the old age was when he had a chance to realize that all the things he has done was wrong. He was going about it the wrong way. And that is the thing. I would question, where were his friends in that person's life? And you guys have probably have not thought about it that way. But where was this person's friends? When his person was trying to change the world, where was the support group? Because, you know, we're speaking about mental health and all of this.
Yeah.
But where was this person's friends? Where are the people that this person could talk to and say, I've been trying to change the world. These are the ideas I have. Because this person, first of all, didn't tell us his ideas. He didn't tell us how he planned to go about it, right?
That's the thing I was going to say. For you to have support, you have to be some people typically will not want to share, like, I'm going around to, like, change the world. Because for the first time, if you say that, most people will think you're crazy. You know, because everybody knows, bro, that's a very big task to do. So, like, some people may be scared and keep it to themselves. You know, as he mentioned in the poem, is like, I wanted to change the world. Maybe he could go like 1 month, 1 year in it. He's like, damn, this shit is too hard. Mm-hmm. So he focused on his town. Mm. You know, his town was also too hard. So he's like, you know what? I'm gonna change my family. I don't know why he wanted to change his family, but he wanted to do that. And then as an old person, he's like, damn, I couldn't change my family either. But the only person I could change is myself. You know, and then he noticed that, hey, if I can't change myself, I could influence someone around me. It doesn't have to be family or anybody close to you. And that influence could indeed change them. And by them being changed, it could start like a chain of reaction. So they can influence somebody else, and the other person can influence that person. Before you know it, you have indeed changed the world, which he said at the end there. But to have, back to your point, to have that support, you have to be vocal with it. Mm-hmm. Many people are not very vocal, like they're big crazy goals.
It's not for me. a thing like changing the world, for me, I don't know what you think about when someone is talking about changing the world, but I would think about it technically. I would come about it from the business perspective. When I think change the world, I'll think of someone like Jeff Bezos. Now, in 19 whatever, when he decided to start this Amazon company, he didn't know the impact it was going to have on the world. Right now we know the impact of Amazon. But before then, just like Rants and Pekins we've started right now, we don't know the impact it's going to have on the world down the line from now. You know, when we have dropped this and someone else has taken over from us, and other people are under in the name of whatever it is going to be and how big it's going to get. We don't know the impact it's going to be. But wanting to change the world, or wanting to affect a niche in the world, you have to have a support group. I'm sure Bezos would have had people he was talking to. He definitely would have had people that he talked to, and people told him he was crazy to think he was going to get far in that business he was going to start. But he definitely also had people that were supporting him, because there's no way anyone can plan to change the world or have an effect on the world without, apart from Trump. Well, no, I'm not talking about I'm not talking about everything the man spoke about in that poem about, you know, changing himself and changing. No, I'm just speaking about, this part I'm just speaking about is just the support group. Where was the group? Where are the people around him that could advise him? You know, because he would have saved so much lifetime. You know, people end up wasting so much of their energy doing so many more things. Best thing could have run his podcast by himself. Because, in all seriousness, yeah. you could have run this podcast by yourself. You could have had all these your ideas by yourself and slowly tried to implement it. But it may have taken you maybe 2-3 years. But it took you 6 months or less to think about and actually get into fruition, because you had people you were talking to. You had people who were cheering you on and who were telling you to go forward. You can do it. Who are telling you that, yes, your idea makes sense. You know, you can go about this. And people to tell you that, bro, stop showering. That idea makes no sense. Because if you don't have this kind of support group around you and those people, best, we're being serious here. Can you stop? If you don't have the support group and those kind of people around you, the things that should take you 6 months or a year to do could take you 8 to 10 years or many more, so much more longer.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm talking about, right? That's the part I'm coming
from. Because I remember one of my favorite TED Talks I've watched, and I still want to watch it again. It's called Isolation is a Dream Killer. Not lack of motivation. It's not a lack of motivation that makes somebody... Because if you're motivated to do something, you're motivated to start a company, and you don't know anybody, like, you're motivated, I'm going to start a company, you have everything together, watch all the YouTube, everything, but if you don't know anybody and nobody knows who you are, You're still at square one.
That's why I don't do my assignments by myself. I don't isolate myself to do Miracle. My assignments.
I don't want to call. Okay, just let me not call it what it is. I'm not gonna call it what it is, but anyway. I was gonna call you Lizzie, but let's go ahead.
You can call me Lizzie. I call myself a I'm into coalition. Yeah. I work with people.
Yeah. Listen. This
I'm just playing though. Any of my professors I watch, I'm just playing. It's all jokes. I don't
they
cheat.
Don't know you, man. They know you by number.
That's so true. They know you by 788617.
It's tough out here, bro. But regarding the support group we're talking about, I just want you guys to notice that, like, or understand that having people that support you, that's something a lot of people may not have. You're very fortunate to have good friends. You know what I'm saying? I be telling you this all the time, bro, because I got people that, like, that I've met that, like, they didn't really have good friends, which, you know, like, I'm not saying their life is screwed, but, like, it's not going in the right direction. Like, bad influence and all that. So to have people that support you, have that good support group that truly believe in your crazy dreams, that is also something most people may not have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in his case, he could have been one of those people.
It's crazy, especially, and no offense, but I don't know really, I know we don't always take this back, but especially with girls, I mean, like, when they speak about, I saw a TikTok, one of our friends, or a story one of our friends posted about a TikTok about a guy that asked the girl, you know, tell me about your day and how your day went. And she was like surprised. You know, I was like, what kind of people are, rotten in the world. But for someone to be surprised when somebody asks you how your day was, like when you're in a relationship with them, is that no madness?
No, that's
no,
crazy.
No, you're not that. Mercury, you got it out of context. They're not in a relationship, is it? It says, call me and.
Do you have to be in a relationship to talk to someone like that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I just wonder, like, who are these people's friends?
No, listen.
Because for this person to be shocked, that means the person doesn't get that kind of reaction. That person doesn't get that kind of feedback.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Dubim? What's up?
Wagwan. Regarding that, it's actually pretty crazy because I've had on, like, multiple occasions, like, a girl will, like, start talking to me, whatever. I'm not into her. And I'm just being nice and respectful and all that stuff.
Right.
And they start thanking me. They're like, oh my God, thank you so much for being nice. And I'm like,
why are you thanking me for being a human being?
Why are you thanking me? I'm just being a regular person. You know what I'm saying? I'm being straightforward. You know what I'm saying? I respect you coming out straightforward. I'm just telling you what's up. And it just, to me, it shocks me.
It baffles me, bro.
It's crazy.
It's madness. Like, and you know, it kind of ties to what you were saying about people.
I'm just looking at this nigga.
I like the look you have, bro.
What?
It kind of relates to what you were saying about people not having that support group around them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, people need to learn how to. I know it's hard to say that. I can't just change the world. I know myself. I can't just go out. Like, people are not going to listen to every single thing I say. But if people had a chance to listen to every single thing I said, people would live much better lives. People need to be better. Period. It's simple.
How about you?
Like, no, I'm perfect. People need
Virgo's
to be
perfect.
People need to change themselves. People need to be better. Like, people need to realize that we have to learn how to treat people as human beings.
Don't dwell on that.
My point is that you're walking into virtue signaling with your back. Like, you're walking backwards into virtue signaling.
I don't know what
is
virtue.
Virtue signaling is when you think that you're perfect and everybody's bad and something's wrong with everybody.
Who is that?
What the
Who
fuck
thinks that they're perfect and everybody's bad?
What the fuck did you just like a few minutes ago?
That's
like,
not what I said. I said people need to work on themselves. I'm perfect. Yes. People need to work on themselves. It's simple.
What did I just say about virtue signaling?
Best thing. Let it be.
I just
like,
said.
We both know that my guy likes to also improve on himself. So
no,
best is good.
What I'm saying is, okay, my point is that you are talking from a perspective of, okay, I have this, I have that. Mm. So this person should change this, change that.
Mm.
What are you looking at? What is your reference? What is your point of reference?
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
What is your point of reference? Because you cannot be your point of reference because you cannot see yourself. Because when you look in the mirror, you only see two dimensions. You only see your face.
Let me tell you.
You cannot see the depth. You cannot see the depth of your mind. You can see the depth of your eyes when you look through that mirror.
My point of reference is Miracle. He's really.
Was like fucking Jose Mourinho. Who's your mentor? Jose Mourinho.
Bro, on a more serious note, this is not, like, now I'm being actually serious. I'm perfect. And it's
Mirko, you repeated that too many times.
Fact,
people
I'm just
will
joking.
Think you're just trying to make
I'm
you
not,
convince
I'm actually
yourself.
Not self. I'm not consumed to myself. I realize that I'm not perfect, and this is the first and last time I'll say it. I realize I'm not perfect, and I know that there are things I need to work on in myself. So whenever I say it, it's pure jokes. But on a serious note, people do need to. I know it's not easy. Like you say, people don't always have a point of reference to work off of. If you're looking up to me,
shut up. Just
let's be serious. Don't be looking up to me.
Yeah, honestly, people have to look up to somebody.
I'm just joking. But yeah, people do have to look up to someone. But I'm just saying that it's hard, and people need to learn how to be more like humane. Like, people need to just learn how to be human being. Some things people do, honestly, to me, are almost as bad as...
You see, the thing I'm trying to make you understand is that you're saying, oh my God, you're saying all those things, right? Okay, mm-hmm. people need to do this, people need to do that. Mm-hmm. But I've still asked my question, what is the point of reference for people? Because
there's only one point of reference, best thing, is Jesus Christ. It's simple.
Jesus Christ had a wife.
According to Google.
According to Google. His wife, I mean, his main
Google
chick
Google will make you believe in it.
His main chick was who? Was it Magdalene? I'm dead.
Magdalene.
I'm pretty sure. I think I've heard that before.
I've heard that. Yeah. But it's not about it. It's not in the Bible. So it's high chance that...
It's hard for us to say yes.
It's hard for us. Yes or yes. Concrete fact.
Or no.
No, it's not. Because
there were other books that were written apart from the Bible, right?
I'm looking for books that were written around that time.
Oh, but I mean, sure
they've been,
they
been translated to English for God's sake. I can't read Hebrew. Sorry.
Yeah, let's not lose our path. What you were saying?
I was just talking about
you're saying that, okay, people need to do this.
So, Besson, are you saying that you don't agree that people?
No, but Besson, when he says that, like, if you say like people need to do this, like he's saying people need to be more humane. He's saying that because he sees that people that don't do that, he can kind of see what's the word I'm like, what the impact is having.
And the last thing,
if it's not a positive impact, yeah, you'll know that that's not the right
and
thing.
And the last thing I'm saying is that I'm better than anyone. Because I myself, even I need to be better too as a person. It's simple fact. Mm-hmm. I've made some bad choices. No, people that know me. I've made some bad choices. I may have said a few things that may have done some, no. Let's not talk about me right now, but.
What I'm saying is that you're coming from a point on vagueness, right? Mm.
It's too vague for me to say people need to be more human.
It's way past vague. At that point, it's like, what are you saying?
People need to be more respectful.
That is literally what I mean.
People need to be more
people
respectful.
Need to treat more people, kind.
People
with
need
kindness.
To treat people better than they treat themselves.
Yeah.
Because what you said is that people need to be more humane. If you said the word humane, it means that there is some sort of humanity. There's a better version of a human, which you know. If that makes sense. Because if you're saying, okay, people need to be humane.
Yeah.
What is humane?
But based on what he was saying prior to that, he was like, people are very rude and all that. So basically, people need to be more humane. He's implying that people need to be more kind towards one another.
Okay. I know, you know, in this conversation, right, I'm always a pessimist. Mm. So let me go with my pessimism. All right. If everybody was a good person, pastors would be out of, pastoring would not be a profession.
Mm-hmm. Doctors would be less needed too.
Doctors must have been there because something still like human deterioration, human deterioration. Yeah,
breaks, I guess.
Humans grow old and stuff.
There'll be less reason to treat someone that got shot. There'll be less reason to treat someone that stabbed someone.
Or you can say there'll be less of doctors. There'll be less of a demand for doctors.
Less need for them. Yeah. Less need for police officers.
If everybody was good, which means that.
But there are some jobs that are not 100% needed. Let's be honest.
Wow. Let me finish.
Oh yeah, go on.
So what I'm saying is that if every human was good, we would have everybody get paid the same, which means nothing will have no value. If everybody has everything that they have and nothing has no value, it's just a plain life. I mean, you can also say that if every human was good,
isn't it better to live a plain life though?
We will be naked in the Garden of Eden. You'll be naked in the Garden of Eden, because that is the only reference of humans being good and just being perfect. As in, they fucked it up too, but like was
before they fucked
it
up
because of the devil. And the devil exists, so therefore human cannot be good.
Bro, leave the devil for now. Fuck him. honestly, fuck him. Leave the devil for now. But what I'm saying is that if the only reference for humans being good and just being perfect was maybe how many days, or maybe God says a day is like 1,000 years. So if Adam and Eve were in Garden of Eden for maybe 5,000 or 6,000, 7,000 years, that's it. That was the only time. That's the only reference for humanity until sin came into the world. So if you're saying you have to be more human, I understand what you mean. But what I'm trying to say is phrase it better as opposed to you being extreme, because being humane, like human be humane. What is humane
for me? What so I mean is that
you're walking into fitness.
It is a bit vague, but I'm also
something by saying nothing whatsoever.
I'm also trying to be more like basic at this point. I'm not even asking for people to be extra special. I'm not asking for people to be Jesus Christ and lay down their clothes on the floor for other people to walk on it. I'm not asking for people to walk on the streets and clear the streets of homeless men and feed all the beg. I'm just asking for people to treat their fellow humans with respect.
Okay.
I'm asking for people to look into the mirror and look at how you treat yourself.
The way you do
it. Apart from the people that are going through shit, and I understand this. But, you know, people that, if you can treat yourself well, treat other people better than you can treat yourself. It's all I'm saying. I know it's a bit vague, but I'm trying to be as basic as possible so that people can understand that I'm not trying to set a high standard for anyone. At this point, this is the lowest standard I can. Just be a human being.
Okay, the goal for this week is just be a human being. Be extraordinary. I think I read somewhere the meaning of extraordinary is.
Google, shut the fuck up.
Google interruptions. So the goal for this week is to be extraordinary. I think I read somewhere the meaning of the word extraordinary is putting extra effort into ordinary things. So if it's simple thing like cleaning your room, put extra effort into it. And that's extraordinary room. So
I did that to my room today.
So that's extraordinary. So that was it this week. Yeah, we're done.
Oh, we barely got to speak about the poem. Can we talk about it a bit more next week?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the poem. I mean, we got sidetracked, but yeah. I like the poem. All right. Good night.
Peace. I didn't even get through all the points that I wanted to get through.
I know. We're just
sure?
But that's the point of the episode.
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pekins.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompekins@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompekins.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.